USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gun Owners of America, one of the largest gun rights groups in the country, said they're preparing to fight a slew of executive actions from the Biden administration, claiming they're tyrannical and that they will spare no expense in defeating them. Gun Owners of America's Senior Vice President Eric Pratt, in a statement saying, Gun Owners of America is wholeheartedly opposed to the unconstitutional gun control threatened by President Biden. Restrictions such as the attacks on homemade and braced equipment firearms and the so-called red flag gun confiscation orders. At least one person is dead following a shooting at a South Central Texas business. Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey says a person died after someone started shooting at Kentmore Cabinets. Four others are hospitalized, and a suspect is in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, president of Duracell North America.
Duracell, we're very proud of teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with a bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
What this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really at the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.